So I want to ask you a little bit about what you've learned about storytelling through radio, because you're a really good storyteller and you've done radio, so.
Ira Glass is, he's produced both of my movies, Sleepwalk With Me and Don't Think Twice, and I think he's going to be a producer officially on this new show that I'm bringing to Aspen called The New One, when it goes off Broadway eventually. He's working with him is a dream come true because he was someone I admired for many, many years before I knew him, and I feel like what he does when he works with me is he just sort of he tries to understand the story underneath the story. And so if I'll tell him a story, for example, like the story from my girlfriend's boyfriend, where I was hit by a drunk driver and made to pay for the other driver's car, I told him that story in his office, and he was sort of like, what else? Like, what else happened that week? What was on your mind? And what was, and that's sort of how we discovered this whole idea of that I was in a pivotal moment in my relationship where I was considering whether or not I was going to get married or not, or like what was going to happen. And he was the person who was like, oh, those two ideas should be one. Like, you could tell those as one story, and that's really an interesting way to do it. And so, like, I feel like the biggest thing that he's done for me is, in addition to just championing my work, is like forcing me to dig deeper and talk about things that are uncomfortable.
And can you tell me a story about the first time you ever worked with Ira Glass?
I had told my sleepwalking story, if people don't know it, is a story about how I jumped through a second story window of a La Quinta Inn in Walla Walla, Washington, while sleepwalking. At the time, I just told it on stage at the Moth, and I asked Katharine Burns at the Moth if she would consider sending it to This American Life, and then they expressed an interest in putting it on the air. And my trepidation was, once it was on the radio, that I couldn't perform it in my shows anymore, because it was almost like releasing an album. So I said that to Julie Snyder, the producer at This American Life, and she had Ira call me, who I'd never spoken to, and he goes, look, he was like, I understand what you're saying about not wanting to put your story on the show, but also the exposure of the amount of people that the show reaches is so many more people than your albums reach, that you'll really be glad that you put it on the show.